The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here every Saturday and Sunday with you with Generations Radio. And so don't forget to check out our website and look for the newsstands around town, Big City Diner. Actually, Times Pharmacy is a big location now. All the state libraries in the state. If you're from the Big Island, KTA on the Big Island, on Maui, there's various different locations on Maui. It's all listed in our magazine. Anyway, our website, generations808.com, has all our past radio shows. So, and our past radio TV shows that we no longer are doing right now, it's on hiatus. We did 2 seasons of Generations TV, and we're going to be revamping that in the coming year, next year. So look out for that. But and October issue of Generations Magazine is out, featuring Nappy and Anona Napoleon. Nappy is a legendary canoe paddler. And actually, Anona, his wife, was a champion surfer out of Macau. There's actually a picture of her in a magazine, and they have a big ohana. In fact, Nappy is unfortunately taking care of his wife, Anona, now. So he actually missed the Molokai Hawaii for the first time in 61 years. So Nappy is a tremendous guy. He's really dedicated his life to his wife now, Anona. But it's a great story. In fact, I got emails and calls from people that grew up with them saying how touching story it is, and you know how Nappy and Anona has nurtured the youth in paddling, and as life goes on, like everybody's life goes on, he's really dedicated his life to her. And so that is really a great story. I spent a lot of time with Nappy and Anona. I saw them the other day, and just a great, great couple and family. So we're looking forward to your comments more. We are looking at stories for next year. So if you want to email me, percy@generations808.com, we're all looking for stories. Nonprofit services out there. Events like the one on November 23rd is the Sinning County's Country Craft Fair. It's the 45th year this mayor is doing the Country and Craft Fair at the Blaisdell, November 23rd, Saturday. It's from 9 to 1 o'clock. And if you don't know this, there's over 35 senior clubs on the island alone. And a lot of those clubs will come down to the Blaisdell and sell all their little goodies and wares, the things they make. It's a great little craft fair. I'll tell you, you get some great bargains. Best bargains are those little silk lays. Really good bargains. I mean, there's such a good, Steve, I buy the whole table.
I would too.
About 30 lays. I buy the whole table. I mean, deals. I mean, you're looking at under $5 a silk lay. I mean, that's a deal. Anyway, but it's a great time. November 23rd, Saturday at the Blaisdell, 9 to 1 o'clock. And we have a lot of our Generations partners there, along with all the senior clubs from Oahu. So check it out. It's at the Blaisdell. But anyway, I'm glad to see our friend popped up again, Steve Nawahine, who formerly was with the Kalakaua Gardens. You actually opened that facility.
Correct.
And
yes.
Now you're over at Island Skilled Nursing and Rehab on Beartania Street. So welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Percy. It's great to be here. It's been a while, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, your son just graduated already, right?
Yes, my son is graduated.
He's a running back from Punahou, graduated. But you have a few other left over, right?
Yes. No, we do. We have a lot of children. We have 6 children, actually. But my 3 boys are gone and out of the house, and I have 3 girls still at home. 2 of them in high school, and the other one's still in elementary.
Oh, you're like me, Brady Boys. I'm part of 3 boys and 3 girls, too.
Yeah. No. But we're all busy. We keep busy with them. And, of course, Enoch, he was at Punahou for a few years and ended up graduating from Kahuku, yeah. And now he's at Utah State, actually.
Oh, good for you.
He's doing really well.
Well, good for you. And so, Steve Nawahine, you're an administrator. But I always like to tell your story because it's so unique. Even from like myself, I never thought I would be getting involved in aging, let alone publish a magazine, let alone do a radio show and TV show. But give our audience a little background about you, because your background is actually computers, right?
Correct. Well, and, you know, when you look at it, my degree was in international business management, and then also computer engineering. And so healthcare, even though my degree was not in healthcare, it's been a part of my life ever since I was a little boy. And it started with taking care of my grandparents, my grandmothers, when they struggled with going to dialysis three times a week.
Wow.
But my wonderful mother was a registered nurse for 47 years. And she had been in a number of different facilities here on Oahu in many parts of the mainland, but was a director of nursing in skilled nursing facilities. And so I grew up watching her give service to our communities. It was wonderful.
And now here you are. So Islands Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation, that's actually been rebranded or redone now? Can I say that? Or is it just new ownership?
You know, new ownership, it was formerly known as Islands Nursing Home, right there on Alexander Street in Baratania.
Right across Olivet Church.
Yes, right across the street from them.
I used to go there because I live in that condominium, not in a corner, but a little bit further up on a block. I can't remember the name. Honohali, I think the name of the condominium.
Yes.
I lived there for a little bit during my freshman, sophomore year in high school.
Well, they're probably still waiting for you to come back, so you're always welcome. But this had been a wonderful place that has served the community for 60-plus years.
Oh, it's been all that long?
It's been that long, and they had done a great job. They had closed their doors in 2017, and we were fortunate enough to be the new owners for this property. And to start up this new community is very exciting for us.
Well, I think as we get older, we are going to have health issues. And there's actually not a lot of beds out there for skilled nursing and rehab. Yeah?
Correct. And actually, in our market in Hawaii, we are at least 1,000 beds under where we should be. So as far as we are here in the islands, we're underserved.
Yeah. But what made you decide to leave and move into this more specific skilled care? Because the other property at Kalakaua Garden did all types of assisted living. They did a little bit of skilled care, but you guys are only doing skilled care.
Correct. And you know, it was hard to leave. It was a wonderful place with wonderful people, and I loved our people there. I had met a gentleman by the name of Kevin Webb, and quite honestly, I had met him in Arizona a while back when we lived there, and almost went to work with him there. But since coming home, I had met Kevin again, and he owns a number of different healthcare entities, but you know, he's a person that I wanted to align myself with. I think that he has his heart in the right place. He has a great vision and great plan, and wants to do some great things here in Hawaii. And so after listening to what he had to say and we talked with one another, it felt like it was the right time to go and make a difference. And that's quite honestly why we moved home. I was born and raised here, but quite honestly left around 8, 9 years old. Been in the mainland most of my life since. I married a wonderful woman from Molokai. And so coming home was always our plan, and this was the opportunity to come home. But Kevin had offered this opportunity to help others in such a unique way that I could not pass this opportunity up to do that.
Well, with your family background, your mother's background in nursing, I mean, you as a minister have to do everything, not just nursing. So it's really interesting. I couldn't believe it's been 60-plus years that Islands Nursing was home there.
Yes, yes. And again, they served our community well, and they did a wonderful job. I would have never thought I'd been in healthcare. My mother had been in healthcare. She always seemed very busy and a very compassionate boss. So when her nurses didn't show up at 3 o'clock in the morning, she would be there.
Wow.
And I didn't like losing my mother, you know, every day to someone else. But as I got in, adult life and working, I was in Japan. And I told you this story before. But I was out there working as a computer engineer and training a lot of engineers and salespeople. And I was just sitting on the bed in Tokyo at the hotel. And I realized one day, I'm making a great living. I'm a young guy with a young family traveling the world, and I wasn't happy. And so I went home and talked with my wife, and I said, you know, I think I need to be doing something else in my life. I probably should be doing healthcare like my mother. So I didn't want to do what my mom was doing, but here I am. I think I was more like my mother than I thought, so that compassion for people.
Well, I think that's where it starts a lot of time for people. I've talked to interview many people here on the radio show and in the magazines that there's like some kind of connection, whether it's emotional or just because what transpired with your past and your future. You know, we all have to have a compassion for our older community, and that's what I've known you for a few years now, and I can see that. But yeah, I mean, specializing in rehab is huge. We're all going to need that. I know we have limited bed space there, especially on the neighboring islands, but here, as our community grows, I can't remember statistics, but I think it was like 28% of the people are over 50 years old. 23% over 65. But that number is really going to grow, where the people in that skilled nursing community of 70 to 85, that number is going to nearly double in the next 10, 20 years as we get older, because that's a big, the baby boomers are coming into the community, and it's really huge numbers. And so I think it's a perfect time to really specialize in this. But I know you're talking earlier about you're going to try and also focus a lot on ventilators and tracheotomies.
Yes, and we are planning on dedicating a good number of our beds, at least 50% of our beds, to service our community with vent and trachs. So and there's a need for it.
So how many beds do you folks have right now?
So right now it's a smaller 42-bed skilled nursing facility unit, but at least half of those beds. So 21 beds will – and that's great, because quite honestly, there's only one other place here in Hawaii that you could go to if you are in need of those services. Mm-hmm. And if not, you're either going home and hopefully, and that's very uncomfortable, going home, or you have to go to the mainland to receive those services.
Right. So you had mentioned that come middle of November, you're going to be opening up around there?
Correct. Middle of November, we're currently under construction. It's almost done. And as soon as it is, we will open our doors, at least to start the survey process. Mm-hmm. And that will take a month or so. But once we get through the survey process, the proper channels, then we will open our doors and start to service people. So our vent and trach unit is one part of it. We also have our skilled nursing side of it, which is our rehab. And you'll be able to come there and receive the physical therapy that you're in need of, the occupational therapy, and of course, are from our speech therapist.
But it's such a high skill, you know, it's just such a high level of skill that's needed. Are there a lot of, I mean, there's only one other facility that does this, but what's the future? You see more and more clientele coming in that are going to need these services?
Well, certainly, because, you know, many of our elderly, they're, you know, when they get into the hospital setting, quite honestly, they're being released a little bit sooner than we're all comfortable with. And so it falls on either your family at home to take care of you, or you need to go to a skilled nursing facility. And so skilled nursing facilities are really in part, we're all taking the brunt of this. So hospitals, everyone, home health, but skilled nursing, they're really taking on typically a patient or a resident that has multiple comorbidities, multiple issues that they're working with, physical issues, whatever it may be. And so the challenge is to be able to find the workforce that is that's skilled in handling all of these the higher acuity of patients that are coming our way.
Yeah. Because there's not a whole lot of people that specialize at all, because it's only one of the property. But some of the other rehab, like, a lot of these assisted living places have rehab places, but they don't take those kind of clients, do they?
No, they don't. This certainly is a higher acuity of a patient. Something that typically administrators are afraid of getting into, because the myth that you hear out there as you get into this business is that, it's a high risk. The reimbursement is not high enough to be able to justify buying the machines and the care that's
still
needed.
Still yet, huh?
It's still yet. And then quite honestly, you've got to find the skilled workers here, the nurses that understand this business. You've got to have the pulmonologists, the medical directors, the CNAs that really understand how to take care of that.
So you're bringing in specialized staff?
Well, we have specialized staff here in Hawaii, and they're awesome. They are wonderful, and we've been able, fortunate to find that expertise right here in our back door.
Yeah. So who is part of your management team? I hear you have a really awesome team that you're building up.
Quite honestly, it started with Kalika Ishul, who is our Director of Community Relations. And we sat on the board together, right?
The HPGS. Gerontological Society. Yeah. So if you want to get involved, Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society, It's a great organization that specializes in professionals in the community on aging. And if you go to hpgs.org, I believe that's still the website. I'm a past president. Someday you'll be president, Stephen. but yeah, we have a conference. 2020 will be our conference year as well. We're working on that now. But yeah, Kalika has been in aging for a while now. So you brought her on?
So I brought her on. It was actually her idea. We sat in a board meeting one day and we were talking story. And she knew I was leaving to open up a new facility. And she said, well, why not think about offering vent and trach services? And I thought, no way. I would never do that.
Is that serious?
You know, it's that serious because there's a lot of risk to it. You've got to know what you're doing if you really want to help people. Huh. And so I thought about that for a while, and with the support of Kevin, I flew up to the mainland. I wanted to see for myself. And so I visited 6 or 7 different facilities over a two-week time. And there's some wonderful things that I found out that you can, from a business perspective, make a go at it. But it makes so much sense to be able to offer these services here in Hawaii. And if we can do that and have the clinical expertise to do that, we're going to do it. And so with that support, I came home and I was it was wonderful to come home and say, we can do this. And to see the passion for serving with the people in the mainland and how they loved doing what they were doing, I learned so much. And so I said, why can't we do that here? There's no reason why we can't do that here in our own homeland.
So do you have to have a specialized like medical staff?
Well, you typically in a skilled nursing facility, you don't really have respiratory therapists. I mean, you do for different cases here and there. But now with vent and trach type of patients, you need to have a respiratory therapist there 24/7. Wow. And so you do need to have that expertise. Your nurses need to understand the different machines that we use and the expertise that goes in caring for these type of of patients, yes.
And so what we said that's 50% of the beds. So the other 50%, what kind of rehab is that going to require? Or are you doing full-time nursing? But they're not staying there full-time, right?
No. So the one floor will be dedicated to rehab type of patients that – it could be like my father who, you know, has had pneumonia before and went to the hospital for 3 or 4 days, but needs to still have therapy and 24/7 nursing care while he's trying to get back on his feet. And so, you know, one whole floor will be dedicated to rehab and nursing care. And they'll be able to go home. They'll be better. And then we'll send them home in a nice, safe environment.
And so... So what is this about? You have a really good chef that you guys hired? I can't envision really good food. We call it SNFs. Can we say that?
Yes.
SNFs?
SNFs, skilled nursing facilities. Yeah. And it's a fancy name for back in the day called nursing homes.
Yeah.
But we like to call them skilled nursing facilities. And at this level of care, it's so – in fact, I've never heard of ever having a chef at a SNF. It's just crazy. You might get them at a senior living community where you have a lot of private payers and it costs a lot of money. But here we have Chef Dan Saito, who kind of fell in our laps, but it was meant to be. He's a wonderful chef that was looking for an opportunity to give back to his community, to pass on his knowledge and quite honestly his legacy. Here's the kicker, because he had been through the healthcare process. He had some health issues that he had shared with everyone that he's met, and it got him thinking of, I want to give back to healthcare. And so it is crazy that we have Chef Dan Saito. And if you go and look him up, you'll see a lot of videos on this man. He was given the James Beard Award at one time, which is a master chef in
James
the nation.
James Beard is. I worked the hotel and restaurant business for 12 years before I got into the mortgage business. I worked at Fine Dining, so I know the James Beard Award.
Yes, and he's a personal friend with Wolfgang Puck and was the head chef for, I think it's Spago's in Los Angeles.
Spago's?
But
Manelli Bay?
Yes.
He's even been on Guy Fieri's TV show, for real?
He's been on Triple D.
Wow, that's one of my favorite shows. And in fact, when we travel, we were in Phoenix a couple of years ago, and my wife said, what are we going to eat? So don't worry. I said, what do we eat? Don't worry. You know what she did was doing? She Googled the Triple D website. And she looked in the location of Phoenix, and we went to the four different restaurants in that Phoenix area. All were recommended by Triple D.
Yep, no, definitely.
They were really great.
You know, so the vision that Chef has and that I have and the rest of our directors, we really want to revolutionize how SNFs are perceived and perform just here in Hawaii. We've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
But to be able to come, there's something as a patient, you have control of a few things. Your body is breaking down. You're sick. But you can have control over what you eat and what you enjoy in life. And I think that Chef is, when you talk with him, it blows my mind the creativity that he has to meet the standards and the regulations that we
have. There are standards, that's why, right?
Yes, there are. But he is so creative, and his experience allows him to be able to feed nutritious meals that are just at this level, just unheard of.
Wow, that's
great. Many levels.
Well, you're absolutely right. They don't have control of a lot of things, but you help that. You help with the dining, because I mean, I worked in restaurants since I was 16, 17 years old, and I love to eat. And that, my goal is actually to own a restaurant. It is still this day. I don't have time for that now. But I went to cooking school for a year myself at KCC here, but the kitchen was too hot, so I got out of cooking. But yeah, to have a chef like this, wow, that's fantastic. I got to come and try the menu now.
Please do. And every day he's coming up with new dishes, saying this is going to be on the menu, this is going to be on the menu. You would think that we would be gaining weight, but we're not, because he's very mindful of what can be substituted in a menu that's very healthy and nutritious and will allow us to just strengthen ourselves. And so I am looking forward to what he has to offer to our community.
Is he a local guy?
He is. He's from here. He's been throughout here. He's lived here for quite a long time. I know many of you are going to probably Google him after this.
I am going to do it.
But SAITO, Chef Dan, amazing story.
Well, I'm a big foodie. Now if we can offer that in a setting like a SNF. So guys, if you don't know that term, if somebody is your parent or your loved one gets sick, falls down, has a stroke, heart attack, and when you're discharged from the hospital, you have to go to rehab, yeah?
Yes.
And Medicare covers that. And so we have to go to rehab, and Medicare wants you to get better. They don't want you to readmit you back to the hospital. But to get better, you have to go to some place that's it's a specialized skilled area, like your place there, Stephen. And we in the industry call them SNFs, SNFs.
Correct.
It's short. Now, when I first heard of that about 10 years ago, I SNFs, what a weird what is SNF.
Yeah, we tend to use a lot of acronyms in healthcare. We just do.
We do.
But it's, like I said, it's a fancy name for skilled nursing facility, nursing home back in the days.
Yeah. So for Medicare, it covers the rehab, right, in nursing. So there's a time limit, though, right?
Correct. There's a time limit. And, you know, you have your 100-day benefit, so to speak. So that, you know, you want to work around that. You don't want to burn all your days. You want to get in, get better, and then go home, because everybody wants to go home.
Right.
They might not after eating Chef's food, but as a facility or as a community, you want to make sure that you're good stewards too of your residents or patients' benefits. And so you don't want them to burn their days. You want to get them better, healthy, make sure they have a safe discharge and they're able to go home.
Right. But, you know, when they go home and if they have another episode later on, you'll still get those back. You can come back and get your 100 days again, right?
They still have those benefits as long as they stay out of the hospital or a skilled nursing facility for 60 days. It resets their 100 days. Now, that could always change in the future with the CMS. You just never know. And so you just have to do the best that you can and manage your benefits.
Yeah. And so what the doctor has to refer them to Island School?
Correct. In order for Medicare to allow them to be the payer source for any skilled nursing facility, the doctor in the hospital has to create that order and says, yes, they need skilled nursing. And then that process starts.
Okay. So, guys, Island Skilled Nursing is on Baratania, the corner of Baratania and
Alexander.
I should know. That's where I lived for a couple of years. My parents bought a condominium for my sister that was going to college at the time. While I was dorming at MidPac, I would spend a lot of my time there, and I played basketball at Olivet Church. In fact, two of my sisters got married at Olivet Church, so I know the area very, very well. But So you open up around middle of November?
Around middle of November. And, you know, we've hired many great professionals. We're getting trained. Orientation is a big deal for us. You have to make sure that everyone's trained properly and create that culture for a great place. And when you walk in the front doors, when we're finally open, you'll walk in the front doors and you get a good feel for how the place is. You want to make sure that it's a great place. People are happy. They're working hard.
Yeah, so I just went to your website, islandsnr.com, and I saw one of your medical directors I met a few years ago, Dr. Albert Yazawa.
Yes. He's very well known here in the community, and he's an amazing medical director.
He is.
He's very intelligent. He keeps you on your toes, and he holds you accountable. And that's what you want out of a medical director, very involved in the care.
Well, tells you the straight truth, and he's not going to, I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't give you false hopes. He'll tell you straight that you need to do this. I actually had him on my TV show. I did about 60, 70 shows on Olelo, gosh, in the mid-2000s. That's how I really learned about aging. I called different people up, say, hey, come and tell me about this and this and this. That's how I learned very quickly over time. And he was one of our, I think at the time, he was at Kula Hospital or something like that. And he just moved to Oahu. And somebody said, hey, you got to interview this guy. This guy's really good. He's an up-and-coming guy. This was almost 15 years ago, 14 years ago. And he pops up here at your place.
Well, he's a very busy man. And quite honestly, we are grateful that he was able to become our medical director. That's a choice that he's had to make with his schedule. And so we are grateful to have him. And also Dr. Eric Crawley, who's a pulmonologist. Here in Hawaii, we just don't have enough pulmonologists, and that is crucial to the care of the vent and trach patients. And so he's our other medical director with amazing experience. He's done some things in the care of these patients that is just unheard of in other places around the mainland.
Good for you, Stephen. We're here with Islands Skilled Nursing and Rehab, Steve Nawahini. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877, 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let you find it at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let you find it at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let you find it at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, as you know, every Saturday and Sunday. And October of Generations Magazine is out featuring Nappy and Anona Napoleon. So check it out, especially if you're into ocean sports. I mean, they're legendary in their sport. Actually, Anona got an Outrigger Canoe Club Award a few years back. For her work and her surfing expertise. And so it's really a touching story about the family, about them supporting each other. Unfortunately, Anona had a stroke last year, so Nappy has really dedicated a lot of his time to her now. But check it out. And then, of course, this is Medicare season, so check out all our partners in our magazine. Go to our workshop. Go to several workshops, as many as you can, just to get a good feel of how these Medicare professionals work. A lot of times it's going to be your relationship with that person, whether they can communicate to you what you need, if you trust them. I'll ask a lot of questions, compare different companies. But it's a time where you can really have that choice of which Medicare service provider you want. Ask a lot of questions. Ask as many questions as you can, because that's really important, because as we age, your health may change the following year. And so you need to know what kind of services, what kind of medications they take and don't take. That's one key thing, area. And if you live on neighbor islands, that can change as well. So make sure if you're from the neighbor islands, live on there or have relatives there, make sure you know specifically what they do and what they don't do in terms of services. So check it out. And as well, as you guys know, these radio shows are all posted on our website, generations808.com.
But also check out GTV, Generations TV. We have some great stories on there as well. So anyway, we're here with Steve Nawahini from Islands Skilled Nursing and Rehab. And Steve, one of the big questions as we're talking in our break is that what happens when dad's in a hospital or mom, and after a few days, they stabilize them and they say, "Hey, Steven, your dad's ready to go through rehab. Here's a list of places to go to." And I get calls and emails from people that know me or friends of mine, and they have no clue. You know, when I got in this business, I had no clue either. But now I know a little bit more about, and so isn't it really important to find a skilled nursing place or rehab place that fits their needs? And you got to ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. You know, I'm 50 years old. I am a son, one of five. And my parents are going through they're the point in their lives where they're going through some hardships. And so I can certainly understand this is something that as a family, you have to start discussing now.
Yes.
While your parents are healthy.
Yes.
It's not an easy discussion to have because you don't want to think about those things. Your parents are getting older. But the sooner that you plan these things out, the better off that you will be and be able to help our parents as they age. One of the first things that I would think about is I've thought about my dad who's gone through some healthcare issues in these past 2 or 3 years. You do have to actually walk the walk. You need to get out there and look at some of these facilities.
Exactly right.
You need to walk in the front door. And some of the questions that I would ask myself is, how are you greeted? And it's very important. You want to see how people react. Are they, if they're happy, if it's a great place to work, they're going to greet you and you're going to feel that warmth. It feels like home. Mm-hmm. And so those are one of the first things that I look at.
It's a good point.
Because if they're happy, they're going to do they're going to take care of your loved ones that are in there. If they're not happy, it's just a job. Trust me, they're not going to take care of your loved ones when push comes to shove. Some of them will, some of them won't. So you want to get that feeling in the first 3 to 5 minutes. You can feel the culture of a building, of a community, mm-hmm. once you walk in their front doors. One of the things that I look at are, you know, what do the residents look like? Are they walking around? Are they happy? Are they pushed in a wheelchair in the corner to stay there for a long time? Are they active? And that's what you want to see. You want to see a lot of hustle and bustle. At least I do. Mm-hmm. It's an active place. It's where my mom or dad's not just going to be sitting around. They're going to get rehab. You know, people are engaging with them because it can be a very lonely place for our parents, for mm-hmm. our kupuna. And quite honestly, the old adage of, hey, don't put me in rehab in a nursing home because I'm not going to get out. That right. is a That's real a, fear for yeah. everyone.
Yeah.
That once my son or daughter puts me in rehab, I'm never leaving this place.
Well, that's the thing. You're not there. They don't want you there. They don't want you there long term, right?
Correct.
Rehab and get out, right?
But that's a real fear. If you talk with every one of our kupuna, that's what they say. And so you have to try and understand it from their perspective, put yourself in their shoes. And so you want to choose a place that is very active at getting them moving and going. They're very perceptive about the needs. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I look at, I know this seems like a small thing, but smell. I mean, when you walk into the door, what do you smell? I mean, because you don't want it to smell like an old nursing home. You wouldn't want to put your parents or loved ones there. Mm-hmm. If they take care of the place and it's a great sniff to be in, then it should smell like it's clean.
And so when you say sniff, SNF is the acronym, by the way, SNF. And it means skilled nursing facility.
Correct.
So when Steve says sniff, yes, you need to sniff around, but it's actually the facility. So you can impress so a lot of times when you're at the hospital, they say, okay, you have to go to a skilled nursing facility for rehab. You say, oh, do you mean a sniff? And see what they react. And they go, oh, you must know a little bit. So yeah, just tell me, listen to Generations Radio, because a lot of people don't, the public doesn't know that. People in the industry do know it.
Correct. So what it comes down to is your first impressions, right? Of your community, the surroundings. You want to pay attention to those things. Those things matter. And quite honestly, when you're in the hospital, the case manager, you want to work closely with them. They have a really tough job. They're trying to take care of 30 different cases at the same time, if not more. So try to be patient with them and understanding. You know, You're not going to get anywhere if you get them upset. They're stressed out as it is. So you really want to work a good relationship with them and try to work alongside.
So can you explain to our listeners out there what a case manager is? Is that like a social worker?
It's like a social worker or a discharge planner. Every hospital might give them a different title, a different name, but they're the person that's really going to help you make this transition easier. And so you want to be communicating with that person from the very get-go when your loved one gets into the hospital.
Yeah. So when you get in the hospital, guys, your loved one shouldn't be staying there very long. I'm not sure, 3 days, I think. Then they do an assessment, and then whether you're going to stay longer or not. And once you get stabilized, then they're going to refer you out, right?
Correct.
So that's case manager, guys, or social worker, whatever number they call that person, is that person that you need to work closely with, get to know deeply on her experience and her knowledge about your loved one's special case. Because, like you said, if you guys do ventilators and tracheotomies, that's a whole nother different versus like, you know, knee or stroke or Parkinson's. It's a whole different level of care. And so it's really important to make sure that case manager or social worker knows specifically what your loved one has. And sometimes they do referral out, but you got to ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Correct. And you want to ask a lot of questions. There are some skilled nursing facilities that just kind of specialize a little bit more. They've got a little bit more experience, higher acuity. Some have higher experience in rehab, perhaps. You want to make sure you know about those things. There's other places you can go, the government websites, the Medicare websites, and you can compare. It's where we're all rated, 1 to 5 stars. 1 to 5 stars on Medicare and Compare website. Now, here's the thing. I've seen some really great places that are 2 stars. So they might have had a bad survey, and it knocked them down from a 4-star facility to a 2-star. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are a bad place.
Right.
You have to go and see for yourself. They might have had 1 bad survey, and it really just knocked them down.
Well, that's really important. I recommend everybody do that, is go and visit the facility, see exactly where your loved one's bed would be, whether it's sharing a room or an individual room. There's a lot of assisted living places that do rehab as well. If they have a bed, they may take your loved one to do rehab. But be very careful. Places that has ownership where you buy in or do monthly rental, that bed is actually reserved for one of those. So I was telling you earlier that we had a friend of ours that the father was in a rehab place in a facility that you have to buy into. They had an extra bed, and it was near where they lived, so that's why they went to this particular assisted living place that had specialized skilled nursing for rehab. And they said, okay, you're going to discharge your dad. Because, guys, if you don't know by now, Medicare will cover your rehab, right? Up to 100 days. It's a certain percentage after 30, 60 days.
Yeah.
But you have to get better. So this particular uncle, a friend of ours, I know who he was, and I knew him, and he didn't want to do rehab. After, I think, a week, he said, he didn't want to do it. We have specialists come in. He just looked at it and go, I don't want to do it. That's how grumpy he was. He was just pissed off. He had to be there in the first place. He had a stroke. And he just didn't like life. Got really depressed. And so I talked to the daughters. Listen, if he doesn't get better, Medicare requires this person to get better. If you don't want to get better, Medicare will say, okay, I'm sorry, Stephen, but you have to take your loved one out of here.
Correct.
And he did.
Well, and quite honestly, any Medicare Advantage plan, it'll be the same way. So you have to want to get better. But you got to remember, too, and I'm speaking from a son's point of view now. You know, if my father were there, he used to be Superman.
Yeah.
And now he's in a place like this where he's, fighting to be who he thinks he should be. And quite honestly, your body's breaking down. And so he's going to face a number of challenges and, anxiety about being in a skilled nursing facility, depression. Those are all real things. And so you need to take that into account as, a child or a son or daughter that's trying to place your parent.
Yeah, very true.
And so with that, though, you can't also just give them everything that they want. You have to have a little bit of tough love.
Yeah.
So once you get them in there, you've got to encourage them to fight, to get better, because 90% of the game is mental. And I've seen this happen, that those that go in there sick, but there's just 100% positive and just have a great attitude. They get better so much quicker, and then they go home in great shape. The ones that are depressed, they really fight just to get somewhere. Yeah. And so you've got to help your loved one along. Help them to be positive, but be real with them. You've got to encourage them, motivate them to get up and move around, move their bodies. If not, they're just sitting back and deteriorating in a facility.
Yeah. This particular uncle had to move out. They thought they have a bed in the facility, but those beds, like I said, are reserved for people that have actually bought in or are monthly rental over there. And the day that they were ready to move in, somebody needed a bed. And so they said, I'm sorry, they have to move you out. And so they went to another rehab place. He lasted there a year, a skilled nursing place. But he actually lived there after they had an extra bed. So he stayed there. And unfortunately, he passed away after a year. He didn't last very long.
Yeah. It's so your mentality, your attitude and your outlook on life is so important for longevity and really living a quality life despite all the setbacks or the things that your body's going through, which we it's natural to go through these things.
So for the skilled nursing and rehab, what are some of the different areas that people would use island nursing, like for stroke victims, Parkinson's, what kind of other nursing?
Quite honestly, just about everything and anything that you would see in a skilled nursing facility. Rehab is certainly a focus. We built a new rehab gym, whereas this building that we're in right now did not have a rehab gym. So we put a rehab gym in there. We'll have, you know, therapists, physical therapy, occupational therapy. Our speech pathologist will be there. And then, of course, we've, you know, like I said, we've added on this floor, this unit of vent and trach patients that will serve a different type of patient, which is quite needed here in our islands. And so just about anything, anybody with pneumonia, somebody who just needs rehab therapy for 5 to 10 days, someone who needs to, if you have pneumonia and you still need to get your medication, your antibiotics for the next 7 days, you would come to a community such as ours, be comforted in knowing that you have doctors, you have nurse practitioners, that you have qualified nurses and qualified certified CNAs that understand what your needs are and are going to comfort you, be there for you to get better so that you really truly are safe and ready to go home and live your life and have a quality life.
Yeah. Are there any certain rehab that's more difficult than others besides their ventilators and tracheotomies? Mostly stroke victims, heart attack victims.
Stroke victims, ALS victims. Then, you know, that's another word for that is Lou Gehrig's disease, where their muscles just kind of shut down, including their lungs. Mm. And so they end up being on a ventilator. But not everybody stays. You know, I used to believe that once you're on a ventilator, you're on it for life. It's not true.
No.
You can get off of the ventilator, but it takes a lot of work with a great nursing staff, with a great respiratory therapist, a great medical director, doctors, pulmonologists. It takes a team. It takes a village. Right, to get them better. But there are many, many miracles that have happened where people get off a ventilator and guess what? They go home. You know, and a great example, and probably my director of respiratory therapy will share this with him, but you can imagine sending your son off to college. You know, that's a happy time in your life and you're excited for your child to be out there in the world. But then you get a call from someone saying, hey, we found your son unresponsive. And then because of that, they can't breathe. They're on a ventilator. But guess what? In 2 to 3 months, after much rehab and great care, they're now off the ventilator and living a life as they did before. And so those things happen in our setting, but that's why we have
decided. So you're talking about Mr. Gary Wong here. He's a respiratory specialist?
Yes, he is. He's and Gary understands quite honestly, what those vent and trach residents or patients are going through because he's experienced it himself. So when somebody is complaining that they're not able to breathe, they have anxieties with the tube being down in their throat, he understands because he's had that himself. Mm. And so he knows the anxiety that comes from having a tube in your throat or for not being able to breathe. And so what better care can be offered than somebody who's actually been there and done that?
Well, it's nice to have your director of nursing here. She's actually a nurse practitioner.
She is a nurse practitioner. She's worked in different places where there were vent and trach. She's worked in rehab facilities where rehab was the focus. So she has a wide breadth of knowledge in this industry. She's young, she's bright, intelligent.
Yeah, you're all young.
Yeah, well, I'm probably the oldest.
The staff is good to have.
The great thing about these directors, being able to handpick them, is that they feel the same way that I do. And I didn't necessarily pick directors that had the most experience in healthcare, but they have experience and they have a passion just to be the best, to do the right thing. And that's how I chose my directors. And I'm very excited about them. They're going to choose people that feel the same way as we do. It's a culture.
Have you guys talked to the COPD organization here?
We have. And Kalika, quite honestly, she's been great about reaching out to partnerships with Hawaii Pacific Healthcare, with Queens, as we meet with these different entities, different such as COPD.
Because we had Valerie Chang, the executive director, on our show last year. She's an attorney that has COPD herself.
Yes.
And he talked about her story. But, yeah, if you haven't talked to Valerie, I can hook you, I can put you guys together. She's been great. I never really thought about COPD much myself. But, yeah, you can get it out of with not even being smoking. She wasn't a smoker.
Yep. And that happens, of course. You know, we're very well aware. And we are getting out there. We started about 6 months to a year ago and reaching out to various different organizations where we feel that we can help. You know, if you look at the epidemic now in Hawaii, in fact, I think it's all over the news about vaping.
Yeah.
And it was just going to be a matter of time before that became a problem. And it's now a problem here for us. But
huge problem now.
As far as our team is concerned, we're very well aware of those problems happening because you're going to need that ventilator care now for some of those people that are having hardships. You're going to need this kind of care here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And the beds are very limited. And so we just have to be very smart about how we can help others.
That's what
others.
People need to understand. You know, if you get admitted to the hospital for some kind of issue like that, trying to find a rehab place can be very, very difficult. Yeah. You know?
So you just need to start early. You need to do your homework. You need to do your due diligence. And you know what? This is your loved ones you're talking about. Visit people. Talk story with the administrator.
You know, Stephen Nawahini.
Yeah. No, talk with the administrator. Come and go see him. You know how you're leaving your loved one in their hands. So you need to know who you're passing them on to.
You're depending on these professionals to take care of your loved one. Hopefully they understand what the issues are going through, how to get them better on a rehab, and instead of just going through the mill, he's just a number. So I like the fact that you've hired people that have a very passion for this industry because that's what I look for too. Hopefully, and you know, they got to have some experience caring for somebody. You know,
yeah, especially in our line of work. And you know, there are new places out there. There are older places out there, and I would not judge a book by its cover. You need to go in with your eyes wide open, because beauty lasts 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Once you get in the doors and into the room, it's how do you care for my loved one? How do you care for me? So you need to consider that. Beauty lasts 3 minutes long, but then it becomes how do you care?
So we're here with Steve Nawahini, the administrator and CEO of Island Skills Nursing and Rehab. Any last words, Stephen?
No.
Where can he reach you guys at?
You can reach us on our website, which is IslandsNR. That's IslandsNR.com. And if you go to that website, we'll have our contact information there as well. Or you can come down and visit us. We'll be open soon, 1205 Alexander Street in Baratania.
Right on the corner there.
Right on the corner across from the church that's waiting for you to come back, Percy.
All of it. Well, I go to the church in Manoa now, Honolulu Christian.
Oh, there you go.
But Steve, thanks so much. Good to see you again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Let me know when the opening goes on, and I look forward to you seeing more often out here now. Appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you, Percy.
Yeah. So anyway, don't forget our October issue featuring Nappy and Anona Napoleon is out there now. Great, easy place on Oahu to go to is Big City Diner, Times Pharmacy. There's, 12 locations here. The State Library all over the state, including Molokai, Lanai, Kauai. And on Big Island, they have KTA. It runs out very quickly at KTA, though. A lot of seniors out there in the Big Island that love our magazine, so thank you very much. But as always, don't forget, go to our website, generations808.com, for more information and all our past issues and radio shows. So, as always, everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.